Here you will find a practical comparison of the characteristics of online, VFI, and offline, line interactive AVR UPSs, devices MicroPower 1000VA and RTII 1000VA provided by the manufacturer Greencell. We will not cover the basics of UPS here, but will focus on practical trials and experiments with this equipment. Basic information about uninterruptible power supplies can be found here. All about UPS. We will look inside both shared devices and compare their internal construction. In the material, you will also find videos recorded during tests and after opening the housing of the devices. Offline Line Interactive UPS, Greencell MicroPower 1000VA. According to the manufacturer's specification, it is a UPS with an output power of 1000VA, 600 Watt. The energy for emergency operation is stored in two serially connected AGM 12-volt 7-amp-hour batteries. In UPSs of this class, a single 12-volt battery is often used. The increased voltage allows you to work with less current discharging the batteries. We also get more watts. For own needs, the emergency power supply consumes 20 to 50 watts, depending on the battery charge level. The design of the device is compact, the UPS is quiet, no forced cooling, but it's worth providing it with good ventilation to, among others, extend battery life. The backlit LCD display is very readable and provides information about the operating mode, input and output voltage, battery charge level, power received from the UPS. The device has only one on-off button. Perhaps an additional UPS battery test button would be useful. On the back of the UPS, there are two types of sockets, which will be especially useful in home applications, where, apart from IEC C13 plugs, we often meet Schuko plugs. On the rear wall, there is an input circuit fuse, a USB connector for communication with the software, and a surge protector with an 8P8C RJ45 connector. In the arrestor, pins 1 to 6 are connected, pins 4 to 5 are swapped. The construction is based on diodes and varistors. It can be assumed that it is a protector dedicated to fast Ethernet and telecommunication devices, e.g., ADSL modems. Software implements the assumed functions, but in my opinion, the application interface can be slightly refreshed in the future. Offline UPS practice tests. A characteristic feature of offline UPSs is a short break in the power supply to the loads after a power outage. This is related to, usually, relay disconnection of the load from the network, activation of the emergency voltage source, and switching the load to a new power source. Similarly, the return to mains voltage requires switching operations using relays. The switching time usually does not exceed 10 milliseconds. This is how the offline UPS is switched from mains to battery operation and back to mains. The short-term interruption in the power supply of the loads during switching to battery operation, typical for an offline UPS, should not affect the operation of the connected devices with lower power, due to the energy stored in the excess capacities of the power supply systems of these devices. For more powerful devices and critical loads, it is better to use an online UPS. In short, a low-power network switch, CCTV recorder, and even a small NAS or computer should not notice a power outage. However, for devices that are critical for the functioning of the company and consume more power, e.g., a disk array, a PoE switch that powers a dozen or even several dozen devices, it is better to use an online UPS. This is a very general rule with exceptions, but you have to start somewhere when choosing an uninterruptible power supply. Offline UPSs usually have a simpler design, lower power, and also a lower price than online UPSs. Simple offline UPSs usually do not have the ability to connect external batteries to extend operation after a power outage. The offline UPS does not convert energy during mains operation except in AVR mode, resulting in high efficiency. The power input is connected by a relay to the output, while the losses are mainly powering the UPS electronics and charging the battery. To cope.